coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2019 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the atypical sports car. Subaru, confidence in motion, by the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance, and by Continental Tire, for what you do. It's another Subaru Canada presentation of your National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lorraine Postma, our Supreme Commander, in Raceline Master Control. Josh Santos handling the network. This week, IndyCar Scott Dixon, Will Power, and Jay Fry on the successful test of their new Aero Screen, plus Rookie of the Year Felix Rosenqvist, with NASCAR Playoff Dover winner Kyle Larson, and even more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. In the race wrap news, the weather steals all the headlines, or at least almost. Post-morning NASCAR stocks and NHRA drag racing, while Botas jumps them all in Japan around a typhoon of all things. So for race fans everywhere, powerful sport, powerful radio, 27 years on the air across Canada, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Scott Dixon, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Latest news and opinion, and here we go on the Raceline Race Wrap. NASCAR Cup in the second race in their playoff round of 12 on the fast high banks at Talladega Super Speedway. It just wouldn't stop raining. After the first stage, the skies opened up. After only 55 of the 188 laps were done, it will resume from that point Thanksgiving or Columbus Day afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, or Eastern, as some say. Bottom four in the points right now, Elliott, Blaney, Bowyer, and Logano, but I think you already knew that. Cup clippings way up top, where the shirts and ties and big bank accounts swirl. International Speedway Corporation has called a meeting for shareholders where they hope to have a final approval on the merger with NASCAR. If this is approved, the deal would be final on around October 18th or so. At that time, NASCAR will be the sole owner of International Speedway Corporation, its tracks and related properties. The merger is anticipated to close at that time, subject to satisfaction or waiver of all closing conditions. I spared you most of the annoying and incomprehensible legalese, I think, Your Honor. Coming up in our first guest segment, Dover playoff winner, losing streak breaker, Mr. Kyle Larson. Trucks at Talladega, and everything was okay weather-wise this time. Spencer Boyd's first win. When leader Johnny Sauter, brain fade or something, penalized for going below the yellow apron line, fighting for the lead. Canada Stewart Friesen fifth, so now Stewart is second in truck playoff points, and that is pretty impressive. Formula One, the Japanese Grand Prix at Suzuka, into the final five races now of the season. Typhoon Hagibis pushing qualifying and racing into the same day on Sunday, but that schedule oddity did not stop Mercedes' Valtteri Bottas from jumping past the two hapless Ferrari drivers off the start for his third win of the campaign. It secures the 2019 Constructors' title for Mercedes for a sixth straight season. This was pretty much a foregone conclusion for most of the season. Lewis Hamilton finished third due to faulty pit strategy and fast-wearing tires. Too fast, actually. Hamilton leads Bottas by 64 driver points now, but he can sock away a sixth championship if he outscores his teammate by 14 in Mexico. Montreal's Lance Stroll finished Japan in the points this time, 10th. Post-race, though, the stewards decided that Charles Leclerc was to blame for his crash with Max Verstappen, a 15-second time penalty, dropping Leclerc from 6th to 7th in the final order. IndyCar, thumbs up all around. Approval after the test of the new cockpit surrounding Aero Screen. Dixon and Power at Indianapolis, Ryan Hunter-Reay in the rain at Barber, Alabama. Dixon and Power declaring, we can race with this thing right now with no major issues. How about that? Coming up on our second guest segment, Dix, Power, and IndyCar President Jay Fry on a conference call to add details. This screen works so well that we're hearing rumblings Formula One may switch to it in 2021, ditching the halo. Some IndyCar driver lineup changes, at least one to talk about. Sweden's Marcus Ericsson departing Arrow McLaren Racing, Schmidt Peterson to form a three-car troika at Chip Ganassi, with Scott Dixon and Rookie of the Year Felix Rosenqvist. Felix is darn glad that fellow Swede Ericsson is sticking around in the series and hopes a few more will make the trek over.
I would encourage anyone to come over here. I know many guys are looking to do it, and some of my friends, you know, they're always asking about how it's in the car, how are the ovals. That's probably the biggest question I get. You know, with me and Marcus, we probably increase that audience a lot only. So hopefully more guys coming in.
Other Swedes in IndyCars over the years have included, Kenny Brackia and Stefan Johansson as well. Continental Tire Sports Car Report brought to you by Continental Tire for what you do. IMSA season closer, the Petit Le Mans, Road Atlanta, the Whelen Engineering, Cadillac DPI, and drivers Durrani, Nasser, and Curran won it. However, the Penske boys take the title in the Acura, finishing fourth. Dane Cameron, for a third time in his career, and Juan Montoya held on for the DPI championship by 5 points. And with third driver Simon Pagenaud sitting in, they seal the team title as well. Add the IMSA crown to Roger Penske's 16 IndyCar titles this season. What a year he's having. The Matthias and Orica won LMP2 at the Petit Le Mans, with Matt Murray clinching the driver's crown. Canada's Dalton Kellett co-drove on that outfit, by the way. James Collado anchoring the GTLM winner in the Ferrari GTD to the Bill Oberlin-anchored BMW. The Rally News is a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Canadian Rally Championship presented by Subaru in action next weekend with the Rallye de Charlevoix. La Malbaie, Quebec, defending champs Carol Carre and Samuel Joyal claimed their second win of the season in the Pacific Forest Rally recently, and now they hold a commanding points lead in the overall CRC, 38 points better than Joe Levac and Stephanie Lewis. Drag racing, NHRA countdown to the championship, the Carolina Nationals at Charlotte, and darn it, rained out here too. They'll try it again on Monday morning. Steve Torrance, Jack Beckman, Erica Enders, and Steve Johnson are the top qualifiers heading in. Alexis DeJoria is going to return to full-time NHRA Nitro Funny Car competition next year, ending what she called an open-ended two-year retirement. In other words, she really wasn't planning to be away too long. DeJoria, who's collected 5 pro wins so far, will drive for a new independently operated team with Nikki Boninfante and former driver Del Worsham as co-crew chiefs. DeJoria last drove for Connie Coletta, with Boninfante one of her crew chiefs. Both Boninfante and Worsham currently tune Sean Langdon's flopper, a recent winner in the NHRA championship fight. Faces in the pit, Super Dirt Week 48. On top of the pavement at Oswego, New York, the Franklin Flyer, Billy Decker, won the 358 small block modified portion, with Ransomville regulars Eric Rudolph second and St. Catharines' Matt Williamson fifth. Big R regular Kyle Inman won the Sportsman Clash. And the big block show this year to that same Matt Williamson. That is his first triumph there. Friesen wound up, that's of course Stuart Friesen, sixth in this one. Good work, boys. And Friesen winning the Hard Charger Award, fighting back to finish sixth from the 34th. First position. Dramatic Bathurst 100. Make that the 1,000, for heaven's sakes. 1,000 in Australia, ending in a single-lap dash and a win for Scott McLaughlin, Alex Permat, and team owner Roger Penske, one of our guests on the show last week, and his partner Dick Johnson. Add this to Penske's 16 IndyCar titles and their IMSA trophy we just talked about. What a year. Alex Rossi and Canada's James Hinchcliffe started on the back row of the 26-car grid, ran as high as the mid-teens before finishing 19th, 2 laps down. And Haas F1 team principal Gunther Steiner has been fined a stiff €7,500, that's about $8,200, for totally inappropriate comments described about a steward over the team radio at the Russian Grand Prix. After Kevin Magnussen was slapped with a 5-second penalty for not rejoining the track safely when fighting with Sergio Perez that cost him a track position, Steiner hissed to Magnussen over the radio, "If we didn't have a stupid, idiotic steward, we would be eighth." Well, Steiner defended himself, saying it was made in the heat of the moment in a hotly contested race, but no, well, the stewards weren't buying that, and the fine will stick. And that's it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, opinions, and comments on items in the news, always welcomed. We love hearing from you. Share your thoughts and theories with the fellow gearheads across the network, and win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest if you qualify to win. We'll play the contest after a while, so stay with us. Okay, Lorraine, pit stop, please, but up next, NASCAR playoff Dover winner Kyle Larson, then Dick Dixon, Will Power, and Jay Fry on the IndyCar Aero Screen Tests. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Arrange a performance drive this week at your local Subaru dealer anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Will Power, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority. Yes, the Raceline Radio Network. In the NASCAR's round of 12 playoff, race number 2 postponed to Thanksgiving Monday because of rain. But let's go back a page if we can, and we will, to the clash at Dover, Delaware, significant since the Skenassi Racing winner snapped out of a 75-race winless habit with the victory to advance to the round of 8 automatically. What breaking the streak means now and how it sets him up for the balance of the playoff, into the Dover Media Center for a few minutes with Kyle Larson on Raceline Radio.
Noah Lewis, TSJ, or 101sports.com. Other than the All-Star race, this was the first win since Richmond in 2017. How necessary and how special was it for this team?
Yeah, it's always good to win, but to end a winless drought was good. It's not a shock either. I feel like we've been running really well this year, aside from the beginning of the year, and even in the beginning of the year we were still at some good speed. I was just making a lot of mistakes. So we've been able to clean up what we've been doing on race days and executing and going about the races more patiently. So.
Zach Cerniola, Pocono Record, NASCAR Wire Services. Kyle, knowing that you've got the win here through to the next round, do you feel like this makes you an immediate threat for this championship to get to the round of 4?
I don't know. Depending on who makes it out of this round, I'm still going to be a ways back on points to Martin, Kyle, Kevin, Joey, to start the next round. To start today, I was like 18 points back at Keselowski. So like that's still, a lot to overcome. It's going to be even bigger probably to start the next round. So, But Texas, we could go there and win. We could go to Phoenix and have a good shot to win. Martinsville, hopefully we could go have a good run there. But we'll see. So it's just nice to, get a win, get some playoff points, and just kind of chip away at our deficit that we're in. Not in, but, compared to those guys.
Go ahead, Davey.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. So this is the first time that Chip Ganassi Racing is on to the round of 8, as well as yourself, and you've been very loyal to Chip. You've said as much. He's said as much. Does that kind of give this win a little bit of an extra meaning to you?
Chip's had opportunity to win a championship, I think, one other time, maybe, and I think Sterling Marlin got hurt that year. So, he was probably going to win the championship that season had he not gotten hurt. So, it would be nice to get him that championship that he's honestly, probably owed. So yeah, it's to move on to the next round special, but we're not just satisfied with being in the round of 8. We want to go and make it into that final round at Homestead, where it's my best track. I got to take advantage of that.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, I know obviously you've won in different series. You've won different things. What does winning at this moment mean for you and this team with where it's come?
Yeah, it's great to win in any series, like you said. That helps. I think that helps me feel like it hasn't been a long time since I've won a race, or even in the Cup Series. I've won sprint car races this year. I've won midget races this year, go-kart races. It doesn't feel like that long, but, I feel like our cars have been capable of winning, I've ran second 9 times, I think I heard, since my last win. So, we've challenged and we've been close to winning. Just haven't put it all together. I'm sure there's some of those races where I finished second without a second place car, probably overachieved. But I feel like I've definitely given up 5 or 6 since then. I feel like look at the really good guys and. I'm comparable to speed on them, but they just, whatever it is, they can go out there and do what it takes to win at the end of the races, where I've been trying to get a lot better at that and figure out what that even is to win. But yeah, we just got to keep doing what we've been doing. You know, I feel really good about our stuff, feel really good about our team right now. So, yeah, I still want to go out there and do what I can to win, as well as, you know, help our Chevy teammates and just keep winning, because we gotta make some more points up. It takes focus to win in any type of car, but it takes a different type of focus to win a, you know, 400 or 500 mile race. You know, in a sprint car race, you know, it's 30, 40 laps, and, you know, they don't have an opportunity to work on their car at any point in the race to make it better. Where in this, you know, I've tried to get better at my communication and you know, trying to make it easier for the team to figure out what adjustments to make. Because I feel like, you know, I look at other people in the past, I've been good the first half of races or even past that. But then it seems like as other people get to work on their cars, you know, that's where they, you know, maybe get better than me at the end. And that's what they find to go out there and win.
I really like that when he compared winning races in NASCAR Cup and winning races in sprint cars. Totally different approach with the same end result, though, right? Win as many races as you can, score as many points as you can. Sprint cars is different than sprint cars, you know, and stock cars with the strategy different, but the goal at the end is the same no matter what series or what kind of car you're running. There's Kyle Larson, NASCAR playoff Dover winner on Raceline Radio. The race at Talladega postponed because of rain ahead to in Canada, Thanksgiving Monday or Columbus Day Monday in the U.S. All right, Lorraine, let's crack off another pit stop if we can, but up next, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest and a brand new qualifying question, then Dixon Power and Fry on the IndyCar Aero Screen Tests. Hang in a spell, won't you? This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Ryan Hunter-Reay, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Have a look at my Thomas Tales columns at Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine. New issue due out soon and on the web at sportsnet.ca. So here we go again with the Subaru Raceline Email Bag Trivia Contest. Another grand prize to win if you qualify by answering the Subaru trivia questions correctly in your emailed comments. If you do, the entry goes into the break drum with a winner drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season in the first week of December with the final, or at least after the final, Formula One race. The new qualifying question to tackle is this one. The optional performance package for the 2020 Subaru WRX includes a braking system upgrade. What is that upgrade? Describe it for me if you can. I'll read it again. The optional performance package for the 2020 Subaru WRX includes a braking system upgrade. What is that upgrade? Okay. Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect and enter the trivia contest with a chance to win the prize pack. That's Eric at racelineradio.ca. Capital E-R-I-K, the symbol at Raceline Radio. No gap between Raceline and Radio.ca. Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. So let's go to the mailbag and get us ourselves some comments. It's way over here. Here it is. And Linda Cosgrave checks in. She listens on Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, Sunday nights at 11 or after baseball or whatever they've got in there. Hi, Eric. The braking upgrade on the 2020 Subaru WRX includes, she's got it right. Nail, way to go. Linda did her homework. Linda's into the break drum with a chance to win the prize pack. She can enter as many times as she wants. We don't restrict the number of entries you can throw in here, even though I've told you you got the right answer. Fire away and fill that thing up, and we could be drawing your name for the prize pack win come the first week of December. Harold Mataloni listens Friday nights at 10 p.m. Central on TSN 1290 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they're digging out for some terrible weather there. Terrible weather the whole weekend, really. They've got the brunt of it, but looks like the hydro's coming back on there, or the hydro, the power, at least. Yeah, Harold goes on to say, love your show on TSN 1290 Winnipeg. Eric, wish it was more than just an hour long. I'm a big drag racing fan and love the drag racing content that you have on the show. We just don't get that anywhere else. on the radio in this country. So I'm glad you're doing it. I'm a huge fan of John Force and his family. Great to have him on after his fifth U.S. Nationals win and how emotional he got too. And it's funny when Harold was talking about, you know, the fact that the show was only an hour long. I remember when we launched, I've told this story a million times, but it always makes me smile because it's so ironic, is that when we first launched this program and we told everybody it's going to be an hour long, they said, "Where are you going to find enough content to talk for an hour?" They thought the show would be like 5 minutes long. I say, you know what? And we could use 2 hours, you know, because you've got, by the time you take the commercials, and God love our sponsors, we got to have them. We love relaying their messages because it's important. You know, you've got 22 minutes to give you the entire racing world. We can cover most of it, but we can't cover all of it. And we'd like to spend a little more time with it. We have an hour, and it's worked for the last 27 years. But I always think back to those people who thought we were crazy trying to fill an hour, and it was quite evident that we could have used 2 hours when we first put this thing together. Don Bain listens to the program 11 o'clock, make that 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Sunday nights on AM 800 CKLW in Windsor. He says, Eric, I listen to your show on CKLW, the WRX STI braking system. Well, I was looking for just the WRX and not the STI. He's describing the Brembo 6-piston front and 2-piston rear brake calibers. Not quite what we're looking for here, Don, but you're definitely on the right track. And he goes on to say, and this may explain a little bit, he says, I hope that's right, Eric. I had to remember the question, listening while driving. Yeah, and try and memorize what the question was. And he got in and attempted to answer it. You're on the right track, but we need it kind of exact in terms of the new braking upgrade on the 2020 WRX. Don, of course, you're into the brake drum already. You're more than welcome to give it another crack. And also listening on CKLW in Windsor, AM 800, Paul Anton, our good friend from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Thanks for the great show. Look forward to it every Sunday night. Talking about the Charlotte Roval, lots of drivers didn't like it, not many people watching. What about this Roval course, Eric? What's your idea? Are they going to use this next year? Yeah, there were a few drivers complaining, but I don't think many really complained a lot. Mario liked it. Of course, he doesn't drive the series, but yeah, there's some transition things they may be able to adjust. But as far as I can tell, they are fully prepared to use the Roval at Charlotte again next season, Paul. So I don't think they're in any... In any idea of canceling that or doing something else or taking the Roval out, I think it's there to stay for a while. He's got another entry in for the trivia contest. This postmarked okay. It was the last question. What does BRZ stand for? Boxer Rear Wheel Drive Zenith. So he's in Legal Beagle with the postmark okay. That's from Paul Anton. Send us your contest entries or comments. Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to connect and enter the question. The optional performance package, for the 2020 Subaru WRX includes a braking system upgrade. You have to describe the upgrade. Okay, let's work the pit stop here, Lorraine. Then Scott Dixon, Will Power, and Jay Fry on the IndyCar Aero Screen Tests. This is Raceline presented by Subaru for the ultimate in performance handling. Test drive of BRZ Sports Coupe this week anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Lewis Hamilton, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, don't you know? Our 27th consecutive season on the air across Canada. We are the Raceline Radio Network. IndyCar Series fell behind Formula One in some respects. In development of added driver protection for their open cockpit cars, F1 running the Halo, IndyCar with that little shark fin gizmo thing ahead of the driver. But IndyCar now takes the lead firmly with successful tests of their aero screen at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama. The general consensus is right now we could go racing with this thing right now. On an IndyCar teleconference, with more on this safety breakthrough, driver Scott Dixon, Will Power, and IndyCar president Jay Fry on Raceline Radio. Scott, we'll start with you. Take us inside the cockpit here in the test at Indy. What are the differences that you felt that you saw? What kind of progress you've seen, Scott, in particular from all the simulator stuff you've done?
Yeah, obviously a big thanks to IndyCar and Red Bull Technologies and all the other partners. I think it's, been an intense project and one that I think a lot of people have done their due diligence on to, you know, to get us to this point. And today has been, you know, pretty much seamless. We went through a bunch of configurations for cooling and where we can kind of push the air to, you know, control the helmet, where it, how it feels and how much pressure you have there. Ultimately, it's just very quiet. You can hear the, I can hear my radio for a change. Normally, I can't hear that, so that's kind of nice. But yeah, there's actually a lot less load on the helmet too. So visually, there's been really no impairment. I think some of the areas with tear-offs and stuff and where they seam in the middle will be, you know, sort of fixed kind of down the road too to make it even better. But ultimately, it's I think today we've just run through a long list of projects that we needed to get through, but ultimately it's been pretty seamless.
Will?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so impressed with how quickly all this came together. You know, to have the first run in and really no major issues. It's just like Scott said, the you know, the tear offs obviously are something they're going to work on, and you know how they fit and glare on the inside with what you know, paint you put on and such. But you know, the vision's fine. You know, there's no problem doing a stint with bugs and such that get on the screen. So yeah, it's just little things that need to be worked on, but you know, it's honestly, I'm so happy that we have it. It's really a huge step in safety, and yeah, I think it's the best of both worlds. You've got the halo and you've got a screen, so you know, I think that you'll see other open wheeler categories follow suit, because you know, there's just, you think about it, when you've driven it for a day, you're going to feel naked without it. If you took it off, you'd feel pretty naked. There's so much protection there. So, yeah, very, very happy that we're moving ahead with it.
In your mind, is this thing ready to race right now?
Yeah, you could race this weekend, no problem. You could do that. That wouldn't be an issue. So, yeah, it shows how well they've done, what good of a job they've done just bolting it straight on. So, you know, that's what you get when you work with the best people in the game, like Red Bull Technologies and obviously, you know, IndyCar as well and all the partners involved. You get a product like this, which is pretty seamless, you know, straight in.
Dix?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think it's, you know, as we've been working on today, there's some configurations that you could adjust, and those might be personal things as well, but, you know, I think it's spot on, you know, it's good to go. We'd be the only two with it, I think there's only two of them so far. But, yeah.
We have all the parts here.
They're coming.
Jay Fry, let's bring you in here. You're collecting thousands of data points, you know, as you fine-tune this thing. Is there a big number you're looking for, maybe?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think it's the most important thing is the foundation's right, so it just works. I mean, both Scott and Will said they could run it today, so that's the most important part. I think there's a lot of things we'll look at. It's almost accessories, like Scott said and Will said, that there's different things that they might like that's the same, there's different things that they might like that's independent of each other, so that's part of it. I think aesthetics, there's some things. Think about what's been put on the car is basically the raw piece, so I think once the teams get it, they'll be able to do different things with their liveries and how it'll blend into the car and that type of thing. So visually, I think it'll look a little different when we come back.
Scott, get back to you if we can. You touched on this already, but talk about the airflow in the cockpit. That's what most fans are going to say, oh, wow, what's the airflow like in where you're sitting?
Yeah, I think there's multiple different choices. You know, you had the winglets up top that I think adjusted kind of really how the helmet felt and how the air pushed down on it or back or forward, plus with the air vents at the front. You know, I think between Will and I, actually, we found a pretty good comparison and I think very similar feeling. But again, it's just super quiet. You know, I think compared to just having your head exposed and all that wind and all the noise, it's almost like you're in a road car driving around. It's extremely quiet. You hear the engine a lot more. It's kind of weird, actually. It felt very odd. Yeah. I'd had the same likeness back in, you know, when I tested at Phoenix with the other version in the early days. But, yeah, it, it,
it feels odd, but it feels, as Will sort of touched on, you know, extremely safe, and it would be very strange taking it off now.
What about getting in and out of this of the car with the screen attached? Is it harder, easier? Is it easier to get in, or is it easier to get out?
Probably getting out. It's fine. I mean, it's something you'll practice a lot. You think about how many times you get in and out, you get good at it. So, you know, I'd rather have it around my head than worry about if it's a struggle to get out, because maybe someone will be pulling you out.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to get on your car a little earlier. It does take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But getting out was fine, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, you can get
we have a lot of cords.
Couple of handles put up there.
Yeah, we need some handles. Just to talk about.
Yeah.
What about things like tire loads? You know, there's added weight to the car, and with a Dallara, a lot of the weight's in the back, and they're saying that the screen, you know, adding the pounds to it is going to affect the way the car handles, especially in the front. What about things like that? What have you noticed, Will?
Actually, it actually makes the car more forgiving, the weight distribution.
Okay.
This car, when it was built, came with two rearward weight distribution, so everyone's done what they can to try and move it forward. So it actually puts in a pretty good window, in my opinion, of weight distribution. Actually, with a few adjustments, it worked pretty well. Like, I felt over a whole stint, it was a very good balance. Like, it really didn't feel that different to what we had. It's just a bit more forgiving now because you've got more weight up the front.
Scott?
Yeah, I think there was a few variables today. We had the new seal on the track. The tire dragon was here. So there was a lot of combinations to kind of get through. From that feel, but I think our long run pace, actually we did two long runs on the 18 tire and then the 19 tire. The 19 we still felt was definitely an improvement, but the fall off was very minimal, I think within a mile an hour or two from, you know, ultimate speed to your slowest, which is kind of similar to what we saw last year when we did the tire test. Will they bring something different for this coming 500? It's quite possible. I think they could maybe make similar change to the right front, maybe make it a little more robust. You know, it's hard to tell a lot of times too when it's just yourself on a long run opposed to being in, you know, a lot of traffic.
Scott, you know, it's interesting to note that when you made your debut at Indianapolis in 2003, the safer barrier was in its infancy. And here we are about, 16 years later with the next big safety innovation for open-wheel cars. I want to get your thoughts on the role that the Speedway has played in the development of some of these key safety devices.
Yes, it's definitely been a large part. You know, I remember hitting the old concrete walls, and they went they went too far. You know, so it's been a huge advancement. You know, not just for IndyCar and you know what they did for the sport, but it went, you know, everywhere. So it helped a lot of you know, formulas and you know, the safety stretch. This is, you know, just another version of it. I think one that, you know, we've been wanting to implement, but you've got to do it the right way, and it's got to be the right product and the right piece and the right partners. And you know, I think we've seen different versions. This is kind of, I think, fixes a lot of areas that maybe didn't cover everything. So I'm proud to be over that span too. You know, it's quite a span of years. You know, and I think for what Will sort of commented on before, you know, is just that this is huge for drivers and for safety of the sport and you know, something that will definitely, you know, push that safety boundary, I think, throughout.
Well, it did take them a while, didn't it, to respond to the need for added driver protection in their open cockpit cars, but this is one enormous advancement in IndyCar safety. Dixon, Power, and Fry on the successful AeroScreen test, the conference call on Raceline Radio. Okay, Lorraine, let's work in that final pit stop, and then we'll return for the last lap for next week's show lineup and a few more bits besides. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding WRX STI, 14-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hello, this is Jackie Stewart. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Thomas, Raceline across Canada on the good old Raceline Radio Network. White flag up there means one more lap to go, so here's what we're planning to glue together for you for next week's sound with the NASCAR rain-delayed Talladega winner, whoever that might be, as we get to the bottom of the round of 12. Welcome back one of the hottest road racers in the nation, Roman De Angelis, this time as the 2019 Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada champion, plus a few more of your entries for a chance to win the grand prize pack in the Subaru Raceline Email Bag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thanks, going out to Jay Fry, Will Power, Scott Dixon, Felix Rosenquist and IndyCar Media, Kyle Larson and NASCAR Media. Big thanks to Supreme Commander Lorraine Postma and Josh Santos for pre- and post-production and operating excellence. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast of the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Subaru, confidence in motion. You can learn more at Subaru.ca. By the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance. And by Continental Tire, for what you do. Talk to y'all again next week right here on Raceline Radio.